someone from Yeshiva Zvur sold his land in Haifa to a Jew from another ship. So who gets the clean money? The buyer. But the king Lisa remains vested that he cannot sell. Impossible. You cannot dispose of the king. That he remains always with you. He's always with you. I mean, you don't even have to resort to him. Even before him, he doesn't come out of his possession as he must have all the prison. So in a way, now he can explain all the touches. Of course, there are psukim that say that Yerushalayim was in the possession of the Yehudim. Now there is another halacha. There is a halacha in the land of Israel that you cannot be Mabach HaDoshim only in Eretz Yehudah. Unless there is no God who adore like the one that is in Chutzlar, so even Chutzlar you can have Habakibe and to go to Azir. So then he believed someone who is as great as Habakibe. In Eretz Yisrael, so was it. But if there is someone who is just as great in Eretz Yisrael, he cannot be Mabach HaDoshim anymore in Chutzlar. And not only in Chutzlars, even in Goya we cannot match. Even in Bayav we cannot match. We can be Abba Shonim only in Eretz Yehuda. What does Eretz Yehuda mean? What does Eretz Yehuda mean? What does Eretz Yehuda mean? Eretz Yehuda means the land of Yehuda. The land of Yehuda. So, what's the Yichas? Because Yehuda is a king of Amunet. It's the Yichas. Of Eretz Yehuda, because Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda is a king of Amunet. What does Yehuda mean? Who is the king of Amunet? That's because of the king of Yisrael. I mean, I wonder if this is a basic concept. So maybe all the psukim that he did here. All the psukim that indicate that Yerushalayim was given to the Chilek of Yehuda and Yomim, Yerushalayim Ayin, Yerushalayim Tachteino. Of course it is so, according to everybody. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, so not only was it given in the sense of giving money to Yehuda and Yomim, not only was it given in the sense of King Nisea, but even the king, from the perspective of King Mome, it was the exclusive king of Yehuda and Yomim. According to Rabbanon, then it's hardly what as far as King Mom is concerned. So it had to be the king of all Israel. It couldn't be Israel. But there was still a chluke. There is still a chluke. So maybe if there was a chluke, so that means the king of Israel was given to the new young, and that is what he had no king of Israel. Who had to appoint Sheikhtim and Jethim in Yerushalayim? Who? Who had to appoint? Not Zur, not God, not Oshaya. Yehuda and Yomim had to run. Because they were the masters of it. So Mele, Kasha, the basis says, what Kavod says is the same of the basis. The basis should be a country. I don't know. I believe it. The basis should be a country is the way Kavod says. But, so basis says the Kasha. Now, since the Rabbi said that Yerushalayim is not Mishvati, so why wasn't the Yisod in the Yisrochis, the enemies of the Zariah? Why? Because Chilke of Kolayim, who the Ksiv of Shochem, who the Ksiv of Shochem. So the Shkunel has to be in the Chilke of Yom, the Chilke of Terem. Or the Chilke of Terem, but then it's half of the Shochem. So nothing was the Chilke of Yom. Or Yehuda. It was in the chilek of all Israel, everything. So this is as a comment of Abraham. It's not to do with it as a cosmic seed of Shachar. But it's a special cause of course. Hakul of Samia is some of our history. But, according to what they say, so you can see very simply. Of course there is a loch, even according to Abraham, that it has to be the chilek Shachar. But not, it doesn't have to be the chilek Shachar. In the sense of King Mome, it has to be the Chilek Shaltiri, in the sense of King Nisa, in the sense of King Nisa. Now, let's go back. To the Rambam, Rosh Rambam. The Rambam says, what is up here, he says that not only that Yerushalayim Midosh is Jerusalem of Rosh Hashanah, but Yerushalayim Midina Midosh, so even in respect to Tumas and Maisas, it is Jerusalem of Rosh Hashanah. But there the Pusha was on the Jewish. The answer is the Rambam here gave another explanation as to why Pusha Hashanah, Pusha Hashanah, was Kisho Shaito and Great Kisho Shaito and Bush Shio is Kisho Shaito and Kabul. So what's the Rambam says about the Shi? That the reason is why it's Kisho Shaito and Kisho Shaito and Kisho Shio was because of Azok, but Bush Shio was to Kibush. So Kibush cannot be Kisho Shaito. So the definition is Kasha is, but if Bush Shio was besides Kibush, it was Azok, it was also the Chigora. Kibush yachad im chazok, im chazok ilo lo kibush, lo yisum chazok. So what is this yom tov in this kibush? And then they say, when the Rambam says, that chazok ilo don't have just chazok. Of course, chazok ilo place in the Bush Kishena also. But here there was chazok ilo in the Bush Kishamitz, in the Das Amitz, Kibush. He was the kibush. He was the owner who had possession of the artist. He gave issues. So it means Hazoki, that's amazing. That's amazing. So, as a matter of fact, the Bahani, his explanation of Suki, of when you hire the Mikia and go over, Kiruha Hashem Tzokis says the same thing. That the Malach says, when you got him on you. So, the Malach said to Sahari, how you got him on you? We know where he is. The Bahani is the Kashi. What is it? The Malach, the Ayamar. The Malach and Sfari, the Malach says, how will you get us? So we can be sure that the Malach knew what he was talking about. So how does Sfari say, no you got it, no you got it? And then, Zed Vah Lishem was a bother with him. We will have a room here, but we will come as he goes. What's the shaykh? The answer is, because the Yal Kishmini says, and it's mentioned in the Pesukim, after, we will say, that Thor, which is coming to how Elish made the Yitzhak. So that symbolized the two olive trees, the Shemiz Eisim Orel, symbolized the two new. One was the Mashiach Ha'olid, which was the Muna, who was anointed to Shem Mishka, and the King Godel, who was also anointed in Shem Mishka. So it's highly understood that. But the question is, how can it be in Korea and Zimbabwe and Baisheni? But Baisheni, so there was no mountain in Zimbabwe. And Chemamishka was one of the things that was awesome in Baisheni. So there was no mountain in Zimbabwe, there wasn't. And King Godo also was appointed for being governor, because the King Hedek was even a leader in Baruch Berlin, and King Godo is helpful. But not to Shema Mishka. So how could there be in Green Malishemi in respect to Shema Mishka? So the Malach didn't require as an explanation. But the Rambam is the Kashi, why is Pusha Shemino going to Shosabal? And Pusha Shemino is to Shosabal? So the answer is that Pusha Shemino is Kibush. Kibush cannot be to Shosabal. So it has to be Boka when the Kibush is strong. But Hazoke, Pusha Shemino, this can be Kishosman. This is what he said. This is what the Malach said to the Chari. You Chari, you think that the Kush Shio is not the Kush Shino? That the Kush Kishosman is a mirror, is limited only to the Shema. But Kush Shio, Kush Shino was the Kibush, Chari of the Kriya, the Kor. So that's the Kush Kishosman. Because Kush Shio is the Chazoki. Chazoki does amazing. Where the Chari, where the Kriya? Not against, there was no force used. It was Midas Kirish, the one who had possession of the son. King Yeruchim was not. It's Chazok in Midas Alisi. That is Kishos Rabbi. So maybe we say, when Mashiach will come, we won't have to be in the village as only you. Because the Kishim took effect in the time of Zimbabwe. In resting, will be affected then too. So maybe in Buya, it's not only in Buya and Arishani, זה מגיע עם איזה שיח טוב, עם איזה שיח אוהב של המשפט. זה בצוואי, לשני מיליצו, ישייך, מיליון, anyway, so according to this explanation by Rav Chaim, so Rav Chaim agrees with his subject. The only reason, the only reason is why the Chazokim, which is Shmiro, is each of us loving, because which is how she is, I was wishing to be also in Chazokim together with him. Chazok in Kibush, the Chazok in Kibush. So the Sotuk says, no, it means Chazok in Das, without Harukiah, without not Balkota, but Das Amazing. So anyway, by Shemini, there was no Harukiah, but by Shemini, so there was Chazok, but it wasn't Das Amazing. Harukiah, that cannot be Kicho. We all see that. Now, in view of the fact, now we can explain the number to show us those in time, that in respect to the trial of Tanam Yosh, so even in the connection with the first crisis, so it's Kishon was there. But the Master of Tanam Yosh, the question is why? As far as the Kishon's and Soits was there, so whether we got the effect through Shrei, the effect through Kiddush, the answer is there was no Kiddush in Oshkari because of the priest of my own blessing. Le-Yochu Le-Yirish, as the Ayyus. Because of the priest, whether it's the priest that was established in Al-Melach or Michael Berger in a big place. So I feel we are not allowed to be Kiddush, there is no Kiddush. So in many ways, and how he was in his Kaddish to Chazokim. But the Chazokim was with us amazing because Dobby took 600 shkolim, 50 shkolim from each other, 12 times 50 is 600. So maybe it was with us amazing. So it was Chazokim. So that is Kichor Ishaito, which was loving in the Kishos. So the rest, why did I have to mention the whole name? Well, because according to the Rabbi, if you go to the Rabbi, you'd see that the Kesef was only given for the Kiman Kiddush. It was not given for all the Roshim. And from Rashi, Yeshua, and Shmuel, it appears that the Kesef was only given for the Mitzvah's Domit. That's the Harabais. The Mitzvah's Domit, not for all the Roshim. But the Rabak is very much. The Rabak says that it was given for all of us. All of us. That's why. And I think that, of course, in Tesis we have to say that Kesef as a Moses was only given for the Kiman Yosh, not for all of us. Because it's our faith that Mikdosh has to be the king of all this. But Joshua is not Mikdosh. But the Hamam Shikin is in respect to Ruhe, that all of Yerushalayim has a human being. The Malkus, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, that say Ruhe is Machno of Yerushalayim, like Yerucha Mishiva Sonim. So, the Ruhe, so, you have to take the Ruhe, and why is it only the first day? The reason is why you think it's anyway, that's the Rambam, that's the Rambam. But the rice is only the first day. But the Midosh, so we have to take it for the 7 days. So Rashi in case yes, you can say only is a Midosh, but Midosh, why is Ruhi? The Rambam, Midosh Amishka says, all of Yerushalayim, when I say Yerushalayim, it means all Yerushalayim. New Yerushalayim is like, it does not tell the coalition of Yerushalayim. Just, it's called Yerushalayim. So, as far as the Rambam Shiva is concerned, so all of Yerushalayim is a Chalash HaMikdash. So maybe Yudah is a Halacha requirement that Yudah has to be the king of all this life. So they have to give 600 shkolim for the Kiman Yudah. So according to Rambam, they have to give for Yerushalayim also. So maybe it was through Chazokim. And even if we say, that thesis, that what the Lord says in thesis is certainly true, that the Kesef was only given from Kimamidosh, because only the Midosh has to be the king of the soul. But Yerushalayim was not the king of the soul, because Yerushalayim thesis, she doesn't, that Yerushalayim was not the king of Midosh. But it appears from the Pesukim that Shmuel obeys Pasuk, I mean Perkei, so it appears that Harina Yibusi wanted to give all of Yerushalayim to David without anyone. So it was like that. But David insisted to pay Kesef more. So that was how Piatibo that he has to pay. So in other words, insofar as Hazokin doesn't listen, so even if you say that the Kesef was not good, so it was not good. But there was Hazokin doesn't listen. So in a way, he's teaching Shaitan to show him. That's why the Rambam says, sure. That's it. Is anybody who's able to take me? Oh yeah, okay. I would like one person to have help to cut something.
I don't have a touch for a film.